As Canadians will tell you, Chris Bosch took a lot of heat for leaving Toronto, but in the end, it was obviously the right move, and now nobody can question the move. What was summer like, Chris, as a champion?
Everybody's a lot nicer. That's for sure. Everybody was nicer.
Did you feel less hated this summer than you did before?
Yeah, absolutely. The summer before last, it was more so about hiding out and kind of just, walking places, and everybody kind of knows what happened, and you have to live with that. But this year, it was the total opposite. We traveled all over the world, my family and I, and everywhere I went, I was in Italy and I heard "Go Heat," so it was a great feeling. And like I said, everybody was a lot nicer than they were before, which is cool. I got a couple free meals, so you can't complain about that.
Okay, so Jalen Rose, first on Grantland, then on this show, I think 2 weeks ago, talked about Vince Carter's body slam on Sam Mitchell. Were you there when that happened?
Yeah, I kind of saw it, and I was still a young fella at the time, so it was a little strange to see that. making the NBA, you never really think you'd kind of, it was horseplay, but it was like, man, you guys could have got hurt. But it was one of those things where guys kind of are playing, but they're still being rough. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like they were cousins or brothers or something, but it was funny.
Ever seen anything anywhere close to that in college, in high school, in the pros besides that?
College maybe, but not in the pros, man.
So you said recently, and just before we went on the air, we were talking about it, you say you love it there in Miami. The sun is shining. I wear shorts and a T-shirt to practice every day where I was before. You couldn't do that. So obviously you love where you are. What do you miss about Toronto, if anything?
Well, I had a lot of friends. I miss the social life, of course. It's so much to do. I miss the food. And then the people. Everybody was so nice. It made it a lot easier to go into the gym every day. And yeah, it was cold, but you could be fashionable and wear your pea coat or your overcoat or whatever, throw on your hat and, be stylish if you wanted to. But it was a great place. I had a lot of old friends there. The food was fantastic, and just going different places. It's such a big city, and I was discovering more parts of it as I got older and more social. But everything happened so fast, and I always tell people missing something is a good thing. It could be the opposite.
So people now are already starting to discuss LeBron's 2014 possible free agency, speculating that the Lakers would be making a move. Should I set my DVR to record the ESPN special on that?
No, we've been through that, man. I got asked that question the other day, and 2010, I think we all had enough of that. It was great headlines, but that's old news. We're starting to get those questions, but it's not the same. It's not really anything that we even pay attention to or worry about. We know that, there's going to be this big uproar of a lot of attention over something we can't control. And, we're trying to defend our title. That's what we're worried about right now. 2014 is a long time away. And, I think even when it comes, it's not going to be as big a spectacle as everybody wants it to be. So people can write, they can have fun with it, but, we know what we're doing here.
It was a couple of weeks ago that a woman said, Natalie Nicasi said that she dreams of being the NBA's first female coach. Mm-hmm. Could that happen?
I don't know. It would definitely be a huge, huge thing. That's a difficult question. You never know what can happen, and yes, there will have to be a lot of barriers that will have to be broken down to get to that point. But I think if a strong woman is willing to put in the work and really learn how to handle all the personalities of males, and as long as you do a good job, it doesn't even matter who you are. It matters the progress that that you show and what you can put into a team.
Okay, Chris, we got to go to break. But before we do, Dwayne Wade, your buddy, was on this show. I guess it was just before our summer break. And I asked him, because he says, I want to be a sportscaster, right? So I asked him if he wanted to audition. And he said, for sure. You can't see it, but listen to a brief part of his audition and then give me a comment. Let's roll it.
Okay.
We'll do a little audition here. You good for that?
I don't know, but that might be tough. Yeah, I'm Dwayne Wade, and I'm broadcasting from a very cozy place inside Chicago. We'll be back more when Off the Record.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Well, that's it for now. A great interview with Dwayne Wade, and it's Off the Record.
So, Chris, what do you think? I didn't give him high marks. I told him, hey, you know, I don't think we're looking at you in the future. What did you think?
Yeah, if he was broadcasting for, like, a smooth jazz or easy listening radio stations or something, he'd be perfect, but he's got to pick it up, man.
Yeah, it would be like, yeah, this is Dwayne Wade. Yeah, we're
yeah, you know what I'm saying?